The Palace are a dynamic Indianapolis rock band. They have a high-energy sound that blends elements of classic rock with a touch of vintage soul. And when you see The Palace live, you can't help but notice a strong theatrical element, too. Vocalist Ray Hutchins belts out songs like a Broadway star as he runs, jumps, and dances across the stage.
Welcome to the show. Abnormally numb, oddly hopeful, guilty for feeling this way. Spring has begun.
I spoke with The Palace after their performance for Small Studio Sessions. We discussed how Ray's background in theater has informed the band's work and even helped to bring the group together.
I understand you have a background in theater and musical theater, right?
Yeah.
And that seems very evident when I watch the band play. Can you tell us a little bit about your background in theater and how that informs the work you're doing with The Palace?
I went into theater trying to get something that could take this thing. I feel like singing's like my Excalibur, to make it sharper, to make it better, make my performances more, or our performances more, like, have more sustenance and, like, that pow and that wow factor. I just worked really hard to do that.
It makes your voice sound even more powerful than
I'm
it actually
acting.
Is.
I'm just standing up there acting.
I was going to say, also, whenever we write a song, there's always a pretty intense discussion about the character of the song, you know?
Yes. We do talk about, like, where's this song coming from? Why is it coming up? I use all my Meisner tools to... Sanford Meisner, child of Stanislavski, is, you know, what I've studied and all. But, yeah, I do incorporate a lot of the theater in it, and it does help with, like, getting people to, like, get into it and everything.
Do you feel like you're equally rooted in both the world of music and acting, or is there one that's kind of pulling you
music
more?
Pulls me more, I have to admit. I came out the womb singing. I love singing.
Let me tell you a story about a man I met on the side of the road. He said, if you pay me a quarter, partner, I'll tell you about the ways of this world. Now let me show you right. I'll make you whole. I'll give you life.
And continuing on this theme of theater, Ben, am I correct that you met Ray at a memorial service for a local theater personality, Billy Dunn?
Yeah.
That played some role in your coming together, right?
Definitely. Billy was on Broadway for a while. He was just a huge character. I mean, he's such a teacher of a person that anytime he was interested in what you were doing, he would also give you some notes and encourage you. And I know that was his relationship with Ray especially.
He was my mentor. And, I would say that.
Because of that, Ray came in and sang an open mic, and I just remember being blown away that this guy was singing at an open mic. And I think there was a serious bond, especially at the memorial service, where Ray and I kind of realized how much Billy connected both of us.
And I believe The Palace has issued 3 singles thus far. Is that accurate?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Are there plans for a full-length album? It seems like you guys have a lot
plans.
Of music.
We're in the process of recording an EP right now with a bunch of our new stuff.
Should be out later this year.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being here today. The performance was incredible. I love what you're doing with The Palace, so thank you again.
Thank you, Milo. Appreciate it. Cheers.